In 1971, the then problem-oriented institutes were beginning to take shape, reflecting some of the international concerns of the era.
Dr. Werner Bickley served as the first director of the Culture Learning Institute at the East-West Center from 1972 to 1981. He documented his 9-year tenure in his new book, Steps to Paradise and Beyond. The book charts the Institute's history as well as its more notable role in contemporary times.
In 1973, when Barack Hussein Obama reached the age of 12, his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, joined the East-West Center's Technology and Development Institute.
Associate Dean Mendel Janady was Ann Dunham's program officer and selected the future president's mother for the East-West Center program. Janady says the 70s was an important time.
We had a lot of students. Everybody got to go on field research, you know, the Asians to America, to the mainland, and Americans to Asia. So it was an era where people were excited to be learning new things, and they had the money to do it, yeah.
The Culture and Learning Institute also included Native Hawaiian programs. East-West Center Arts Program Manager William Feltz majored in ethnomusicology at UH and joined the Institute in time to witness the birth of the Polynesian Voyaging Society.
The Hokulea project was a new idea then. It was meant to be one of America's big gestures for the bicentennial in 1976. So East-West Center helped considerably in supporting the Hokulea project.
Internationally, the Institute focused on the arts, humanities, and social sciences. Greg Trifonovich, who retired from the Institute in 1991, says the focus at the Institute was on appreciating cultural diversity without fully comprehending it.
Culture is that particular thing that is visceral. It's not mental. And it's a secret because we grew up in it. But we'll never be able to get into your culture or my culture, but we can establish an understanding with each other.
East-West Center President Dr. Charles Morrison was hired by Bickley 30 years ago, and Morrison says the Institute will continue to broaden its perspectives and have its challenges.
Today, I think there's probably an emphasis on discussing global issues as opposed to simply Asia-Pacific issues. So it's an evolution, but it's an evolution that has had its ups and downs. It's not always smooth.
Former Director Bickley says understanding others in an increasingly complicated world can be somewhat elusive, but it should not discourage one from continuing the search.
People are able to communicate with each other much more easily than they used to, the internet, etc. So theoretically, we should all be much better informed about each other's lives and cultures and desires and so on, but we'll just have to see.
The East-West Center has a worldwide network of 57,000 alumni and more than 750 partner organizations. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.